You're listening to SBS News.
The United States federal government hasn't imposed the death penalty for almost two decades, but by the end of this year, it's expected that run will be over. Attorney General William Barr says he's ordered the Bureau of Prisons to schedule the executions of five inmates in December this year and January 2020. He said in a statement,
"The Justice Department upholds the rule of law, and we owe it to the victims and their families to carry forward the sentence imposed by our justice system."
The death penalty is a legal punishment in 29 US states, but the last time the federal government executed someone was in 2003. In the US, crimes can be tried either in federal or state courts. Certain crimes that apply nationally are automatically tried at a federal level, while others are tried in federal courts based on their severity. US President Donald Trump has previously said he thinks that convicted criminals are treated too gently.
The Trump administration's decision to restart federal executions after a 16-year hiatus is barbaric. It is the ultimate cruel and inhumane punishment.
That's Nikita White, an associate campaigner at Amnesty International Australia. Amnesty says it recorded at least 690 executions in 20 countries last year, the lowest number in 10 years. The organisation says the most known executions last year took place in China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Vietnam, and Iraq, respectively. It says China by far remains the world's top executioner, but the true prevalence is unknown because China keeps data classified. Ms. White says Amnesty's research shows the death penalty, also referred to as capital punishment, is often applied indiscriminately.
It's applied overwhelmingly to working class people, to ethnic minorities, to other marginalised groups that have less access to legal resources. And we also know of cases, including in the US, where people have been executed and later found to be innocent. And that's not something that the US government can afford to risk.
Amnesty says the overall number of countries abolishing the death penalty is increasing, but a few outliers remain. Julian McMahon is a barrister and the president of the Capital Punishment Justice Project, an Australian organisation advocating for an end to the death penalty around the world.
Since the end of the Second World War, there's been a slow, steady trend for countries to move away from executing. At that time, almost every country in the world was willing to execute. Now, last year, only about 20 countries executed. It's a long, slow trend.
Every country in Europe has abolished the use of the death penalty, with the exception of Belarus. Japan and Singapore, countries many around the world generally see as progressive, also maintain the practice. Julian McMahon again.
The development in America has to be seen as essentially political. There's no need for it to happen, but presumably it's a strategy to gain political favour in some quarters. What they're doing is saying we want to jump into bed with justice systems such as we see in Iran or Saudi Arabia or Pakistan or China.
The 1967 execution of Ronald Ryan, who was found guilty of shooting and killing a guard at Melbourne's Pentridge Prison, was the last to be ordered in Australia. Australia abolished the practice fully in 1985, and has since advocated for other countries in the Asia-Pacific region to do the same. Nikita White says the Australian government's been playing an important role, and it must keep it up.
They have a pretty comprehensive anti-death penalty strategy, which they can and should continue to roll out. And the Australian government needs to be a champion for abolition, and that includes lobbying countries like the United States to stop using the death penalty.
Evan Young, SBS News.